Thank you, Father. You're worthy. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Sitkino, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nissi, El Elyon. Great and mighty God, we speak your name and we declare, O God, that we are walking, O God, in the fullness of the glory of that name. Thank you, Lord, that you're speaking your name, O God, ahead of us. You're touching us with your power. You're surrounding us, O God, with your glory. We abide in light in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, O God, that this day we will speak in the wisdom of your Spirit. And Lord, O God, that our prayers, O God, will release favor and release peace upon our lives, but it will be judgment and execution of your power against the forces of darkness. What is light to us will be darkness to the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, tonight we are going to be praying about those things that the Lord will direct us to pray about. We trust Him to guide our steps as we go forth in the wisdom of the Spirit. The Word of God says, in the book of Colossians chapter 1, I'm going to read this passage and then we're going to go to Psalm 27. Our prayer focus is going to be pulled from Psalm 27 today. In Colossians 1 and verse 12, we read these powerful words, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. The focus I want us to see, first of all, is found in that 12th verse where the Word of God, and 13th verse where the Word of God says, God the Father had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. What a powerful passage of scripture. There is an inheritance that is for the saints. The Word of God tells us right there in that 13th verse. The Word of God says in Isaiah 54 and verse 17, Isaiah 54 and verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. If a tongue rises up against you in judgment, you are authorized and grace to condemn it. And the Word of God says, this is the heritage. This is the heritage. This is the inheritance. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their righteousness, their right standing is of me, saith the Lord. We are in the light, and the Word of God says that anything that has to do with darkness, that which is your enemy, that you have the right to bring that thing under condemnation. God didn't say he's going to do it. He says, you got to do it. He says again, every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, you shalt condemn. So if you leave it uncondemned, then the first part, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee, thou shalt bring under judgment. You shall condemn. If you don't condemn it, then the weapon that is formed will prosper. So a shut mouth becomes a shut destiny. When we don't speak, for whatever reason, we empower the enemy to have rights that it should not have. So we have to do something. How do we do it? We do it in the light. In the light, in the knowing that God gives to us. When God speaks to us and says, don't let that be, you condemn it. Praise the Lord. Remember the 16th verse. God's word says, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. I created that smith who fashions the weapon. And I have created the waster to destroy. I created the waster to destroy. But then he says, no weapon. In other words, the weapon that will defeat you was not created. The thing that will destroy you was not created. Because you have the authority to shut it down. Amen? So we're going to begin tonight by declaring our praise, our worship, and our adoration to the Lord by speaking the name of the Lord. And then we're going to zero in on Psalm 27. That's our passage of scripture and for this evening. So let us begin, first of all, by just declaring the praise of the Lord and taking our position as ones that have been authorized by God, the heritage of the servants of the Lord is to bring condemnation on any tongue that shall rise in judgment against us. We condemn. Amen? So let us begin by just giving God thanks tonight for this right that has been granted to us. To us as individuals, to us as families, to us as a church, to us as representatives of the Lord in this country, we are going to refuse the attack of the enemy and bring judgment on that power of the enemy. Begin to praise the Lord and thank him. Speak his name over your life, over our church and our families. Father, we are thankful for your grace. We're thankful, O God, for your anointings. We're thankful for your goodness revealed to us. You are our protector, our shield, and our buckler. You are our peace, O God. You are, O God, our righteousness. You, Father, at the God who's declared us sanctified, separated unto you. And Lord, oh God, you are here, and where your spirit is, there is liberty. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for liberty this day. We thank you, Lord, for the freedom of the spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your word alive in our mouths. Lord, your word says, oh God, that if we'll open our mouths, you fill it. And so we are confident of this fact, that which we will speak today will be, oh God, as a result of that which you have put in our mouths to declare authoritatively. And Lord, oh God, we take our rightful place this day, recognizing that the forces of darkness have no right. There's not a thing that will rise up against us in judgment that will survive. For this day we speak the word of condemnation, O God, on that thing or those things. We speak condemnation on every word of the enemy. Father, whatever the enemy has put in motion is shut down immediately by the authority of your word, for our righteousness is of you. Lord, O God, you see us and you declare us blameless. We receive your declared word over our lives. We say yes and amen to your word, Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Glory be to God. In Psalm 27, I'm sure we'll not be able to finish this chapter tonight, but Psalm 27 starts out this way. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We're going to thank God first and foremost that he is our light and our salvation, and therefore fear is not part of our lives. The word of God says God has not given to us the spirit of fear, spirit of love, power, and a sound mature, disciplined mind. We have the mind of Christ, and God did not give us fear. Therefore, fear shall not have any place in our lives. And it doesn't matter what the enemy tries to do. We know that the Lord is the light and salvation of our lives, and the Lord is the strength of our lives. Therefore, we shall not be afraid of what man will try to do. Amen? Praise God. Let's begin to thank God for this wonderful privilege of having God as our light, our salvation, and our strength, the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we have your light. First words, oh God, that you spoke, oh God, were these words, let there be light, or light be. In a sense, oh God, your very first word in the recreated world was light be. And so, Lord, oh God, we declare, oh God, light be this day over everything, Lord, oh God, that which is hidden from our view. Father, in Jesus' name, let your floodlights expose the activities of the enemy, wherever it is. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that we can see, and therefore we do not stumble. We can see the realities, oh God, not the fake impressions that the enemy would like to project, but the real deal, in recognizing, oh God, how small the enemy of our soul is, in recognizing, oh God, that he and it is bound and we are free. We need not be afraid. It is held back, oh God, by a leech, Lord, oh God, and it cannot touch us. It is shackled with chains. And Father, this day we thank you, Lord, oh God, that even as you gave the lion's locked jaw, as it related to Daniel, so Father, this day, the enemy of our soul is bound, his mouth is shut, and Lord, oh God, it cannot have access to any aspect of our lives. We have you as our light, our salvation, and our strength. Blessed be your holy name. We are free, and we will never be afraid. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, when my enemies and my foes. That's a foe is one that hates you, an adversary, and so therefore he's an enemy. The word is the word oyeb, and God basically just stated it over and over. The psalmist states it over and over just to let us know. The word for enemies, right there, is a word that describes a tight place, a place of constrainment. So anything that tries to limit you, squeeze you, and cause you not to experience the increase of God is an enemy. Anything trying to crowd your space, cause you to be distressed, is an enemy. So the word of God says, that thing that wants to narrow, tighten, limit you, got to go. Because its purpose is to eat up your flesh. Anything that's trying to narrow your focus and bring you to a place where you're limited, sir. Is something that got to go, cannot abide in our lives as individuals, as a family of God's people. We refuse to allow the wicked, that which tries to spoil us, afflict us, that's wickedness, cause us to break down in failure. We don't want that in our lives. It has to go. So today we're going to pray and declare prophetically, like he said, they stumbled and fell. So we're going to say, Lord, whatever it is that wants to bring displeasure, that's the word raha for wicked, that wants to bring displeasure and defeat into my life, wants to squeeze me in and cause me not to expand and increase, whatever it is that wants to operate in my life as a foe, that which will want to resist God's purposes for my life. The word is the word oyeb, and those things have to stumble. They need to fail. Whatever hates me, has made itself an adversary, an enemy to me, let it fall. Let it fall to pieces. You know, growing up we used to have poetry or whatever, about Humpty Dumpty that sat on a great wall and fell and broke in pieces, and nobody, the king's men, could not put Humpty Dumpty together again. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about God crush the wicked, the enemy, the foe. Whatever it is, let it be crushed. Remember, no weapons formed against you should prosper. And the reason is you speak the word of condemnation. So we're going to condemn the wicked. And the Bible says, let the wickedness of the wicked cease. Let it come to an end. We're going to declare judgment, condemn that which is wicked, that which is our enemy, that which is our foe against us. They stumble, they fall, and they break to pieces. Amen? Pray, because those are the things. Sometimes life is not hard. It's all the problems of the enemy that makes life hard, that make things not come into place, the proper place for us. So let us declare it right now. Lord, whatever wants to bring displeasure in my life and defeat me, they must stumble and fall now. I declare condemnation on my enemy, on the wicked one, and on my foes. Those, O God, that are planning and strategizing to resist me and make it impossible for me to move forward, making it impossible for me to expand when God says it's the time for expansion, making it impossible for me to increase when God says it's time for me to increase. I declare condemnation and judgment on all such things. Whether they be natural or spiritual, they fall and they are destroyed now in the mighty name of Jesus. They are destroyed. This is my right to declare it so. So I declare it so now in the name of Jesus, that every adversary, oh God, of the Ephesino family, of Glory and Peace Church, Gap Church, Mike Zeno Ministries, Call to Victory. Lord, oh God, every adversary that stands against any one of our church members or our partners. Father, this day in the name of Jesus, I speak, oh God, by the authority of your word. I declare, oh God, that your word of condemnation has gone forth. We confirm it and we declare, oh God, that these enemies are fallen and they are crushed in Jesus' name. Let the rock fall on this foe in Jesus' name, and let him be crushed to powder, never to be put together again in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The word of God goes on in verse 3. It says, though an host should encamp against me, surround me. The idea is still the same. A siege. When you are encamped against, then you are resisted and limited to whatever it is that you have now. And whatever it is that you have now, you are using. So it becomes less and less until you start starving. It's called a siege. The word of God says here, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. And we'll see what he says he's going to be confident in. Doesn't look like what should make it happen. But the psalmist says here, it doesn't matter how big the host is. It doesn't matter who all is ganged up against me, rising up against me. I'm not going to be afraid. So we're going to thank God that at no time do we look at circumstances and allow the circumstances to determine how we're going to feel. Because you see the enemy, and based on what the enemy is doing, you start feeling certain ways. That was a problem of Israel when Goliath showed up for 40 days. They saw a Goliath and they took off. But there's a young man who had no fear. And he writes that psalm. So it doesn't matter whether it's a host that encamps against me. My heart shall not fear. I don't have a fearful heart. So we're going to thank God that we do not have a fearful heart. And we do not allow circumstances to determine how we're going to feel. I'm going to feel how I want to feel, because my feeling is based on how God feels, and he has no fear, and there's no limitation with him. And I'm like my papa. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there's no room for fear in our hearts. There's no room allocated to fear, and there's no room that fear can abide in. Reason being, all of our hearts is fully occupied by you, a God who knows no limits, a God that cannot be restrained, a God that cannot be limited, a God that is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are the God who is everywhere present. And so therefore, in the name of Jesus, we declare that because you are everywhere present, there's no place, oh God, that the enemy is allowed in. As long as we declare this day in agreement with your word, that Father, you are everywhere. And Lord, oh God, every thought, oh God, is brought subject to the authority of your word for our lives. We declare, oh God, this day, oh God, from this position of no fear, that the enemy of our soul turn themselves against each other. As they did, oh God, when your king stood up and the choir stood up and began to declare that your mercies abide forever. Lord, oh God, let the enemy turn against himself. Let them counsel themselves out. Let them self-destroy. In the name of Jesus, let the enemy sabotage himself. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the strategy of the enemy fail completely, because your grace is sufficient. We thank you, Lord, that there is no reason to be afraid. Because, Lord, oh God, we stand from a position of authority and we see with your eyes that the enemy is self-destroying. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. It is done. It is done for your glory and honor. We behold our enemies destroying each other, exposing themselves and wiping themselves out. And all we do is come, oh God, where the enemy was. And we take spoil, we take spoil, we take wealth and riches. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, you did it before, and you do it now for us. We exercise our authority as ones, O God, that have been marked by you for greater things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. He says, in this will I be confident. What are you going to be confident of? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house. I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the goodness, hallelujah, behold the goodness, or behold, rather, behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. This one thing I've asked, that I dwell in the house, in the bayit of the Lord, in the abiding place of the Lord, where the Lord is, all the days of my life. Now, the Bible tells us something, that God dwells in the light, but it also says that God dwells in the darkness. And that word bayit there embraces both sides. Bayit is a house. It's also family. It's also a palace, bayit, but it also describes two more things that I need to talk about here. It's a palace, but it's also a prison. Now, what does that mean to us? How is it a house and a prison or a dungeon that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life? The point is a strange point, it is this. It is that since it is light and darkness at the same time, it's family and prison at the same time, think of it this way, that the one that is in the darkness is hidden. So God is saying, because the word of God says God dwells in the light, and then it says God inhabits the darkness. The idea is the idea of invisibility, not visible to everybody. So the idea of prison in the wrong way is you are in imprisonment, but in the right way, it's saying you are in a secure place. And says, that's what I'm going to ask God for. Because in this place, I will be able to inquire in his temple. What is inquiry for? For information. Be knowledgeable. So the point of focus in this fourth verse is an interesting one. One thing have I desired. I'm going to be confident of this. And I've asked for one thing. I've desired one thing of the Lord. And I'm going to seek after this one thing, that I may dwell in the house, in the bayith, in the house, in the shelter, in the palace of the Lord. Paul says, I am a prisoner of Christ. I am a slave of Christ. And that statement means this, that as a prisoner of Christ, he is under the control of the Lordship of Christ, the Anointed One. So even though it looks like a bad word, it's a word that's saying protected, guarded. I have angelic, they might have forces over there, but I am surrounded. And one with God is a majority. Amen? So this prayer focus is this. God, I thank you that I'm dwelling in your presence, in the light. And remember this, the pillar of cloud of fire by night, true light to the Israelites, but a true darkness to the Egyptians. So we're saying, in dwelling in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, I am dwelling in the favor of the God's light, but it is also throwing darkness at the enemy. So the enemy cannot see me, no matter what he tries to do. There's no maneuvering that he's going to do that is going to expose me to him. Amen? So we're going to declare, Father, let your light shine brightly on my life, but let it become darkness to the enemy. And Lord, oh God, reveal to me the things that I need to know so I can see clearly what the enemy is trying to do and be able to take that which the enemy has. Because the Bible says he is the God of this world. What belongs to us, the enemy has infiltrated. But now that I know where he's hiding stuff, I can collect it. Amen? I can collect it. I can get what belongs to me. There's restoration. So that's why he says, that's one thing I'm asking for. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you are causing all things to work together for our good. That no matter what the strategy of the enemy is, it will always backfire. Because, Lord, O God, you have allowed us to dwell in the light, in your bayith, Lord, O God, in your house. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, that you are creating a household that is graced with goodness. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we are experiencing the beauty of the Lord. Father, let your beauty be manifested in us and through us as we walk in righteousness and in truth. Thank you, Lord, O God, that the agenda of the enemy is brought to naught. We behold the beauty of the Lord, and we inquire in your temple. Thank you, Lord, that as we behold your beauty, we are being changed into that same image. We are being transformed. We are being renewed. Father God, your splendor has been revealed in us and through us. And Lord of God, your name is exalted in our lives forever. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let your light shine brightly on my life and cause it to be darkness to the enemy. May the agenda of the enemy be brought to nothing. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the time of trouble, God will hide me in his pavilion. That is similar to the house, but the word that is used here is the word sukkah, like the word sukkot, which we talk about as the tabernacle of the Lord. So God is hiding me in his pavilion, in his secret place, in his tabernacle. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And watch this, he shall set me up upon a rock. Remember, we're talking about the darkness and the light. If you're set up upon a rock, it looks like you're very visible. Everybody can see you, you're set up. But God says, that's my hiding place. That's my pavilion. That's my secret place. So you are hidden in plain view. Praise the Lord. Hidden in plain view. There are things I believe that God is going to allow us to experience in this last of the last days. The ability to be there and not be there because you're invisible. The enemy is in the dark. But you can see because you're in the light. God is going to do extraordinary things with our lives. So let us begin to thank God for this wonderful experience. For he says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. God will hide me. It's not me hiding me. It is God hiding me in his pavilion, in his lair, in his den. Praise the Lord. Hiding me in his palace, hiding me in what seems like impractical, but he's hiding me there. on that solid rock, he sets me up. Just thank God for his ingenuity and his ability to hide us from trouble. Help us maneuver through circumstances, that which takes others out can't take us out, because we know where the trap is, where the snare is. It's very obvious. Praise the Lord. It's like having X-ray vision. Hallelujah. Because God is bringing us to the light. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, that there's nothing, oh God, that the enemy can do that can stop us, delay us, hinder us. Lord, oh God, he is shortchanged. Hallelujah. The enemies of our soul, the enemies, oh God, of our lives, the enemy, oh God, that wants to resist your plans and purposes for our lives, it's shortchanged. He is at a disadvantage all the time, because we have you on our side, a God who hides us in the secret of your pavilion and sets us up upon a rock. Thank you, Lord, O God, that your glory is revealed in us and through us. And Lord, O God, that you are providing the answers that we need for every aspect of our lives on a daily basis. All our needs are met. Your provision is pouring into our lives powerfully. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I am set upon a rock. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Lord God, you're causing us to maneuver through circumstances and untouched. Glorious Father, we give you praise. You're fighting our battles for us. Amen and amen in Jesus' name. Let's go a little bit further. Verse 6 says, and now, not tomorrow, now, shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. And because my head is lifted up high above all mine enemies that surround me, it says, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord, because my head is lifted up above mine enemies. That's powerful. This is the testimony of David. And it is this testimony and this particular declaration that God is asking us to make today, together. My head is lifted high up above all mine enemies that surround me. I'm way up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because my head is lifted up, I will offer unto God in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. Sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Why? My head is lifted up. My head is not buried in shame. My head is not buried in fear. My head is not buried in a state of being overwhelmed by circumstances. My head is lifted up. I find security in God, and therefore I am going to offer in his tabernacles sacrifices of joy. I'm going to bring gifts of thanksgiving unto the Lord. I'm not going to be found wanting, because I'm declaring by my sacrifices that God has been good to me and my head is lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A man whose head is lifted up is a man that is confident. He's not ashamed. Kings don't have their heads down. Their heads are lifted up. Great authority. That's all we're saying. That's what the psalmist is leading us to say. I am confident. I am very aware that I am blessed. It doesn't matter what my enemies are trying to do. With or without them, I'm still blessed. They can't stop me. Hallelujah. They may have agendas or whatever. They may be doing whatever it is they are doing, but nothing that they do is going to hinder me nor stop me. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray this prayer, and in praying this prayer, we're going to declare something else. God, let no sacrifice by the enemy subject me to any challenges. The Bible tells us there was a king, Israel was going against a particular king, 2 Kings or 1 Kings, one of those anyway, 2 Kings I think, between I think around the second or third chapter. Anyway, they were going against this king, and this king did everything to resist Israel, but wasn't successful. And finally, he takes his firstborn son and sacrifices that son. And as soon as he did that, Israel started to lose because of a greater sacrifice. Even though that sacrifice was not to the Lord, but to his diabolical forces, Israel began to lose that battle and backed off. They didn't win it. We're going to pray that nothing that the enemy does supersedes God's divine purpose for our lives. We are not going to be outdone, because God receives our sacrifice as always greater. It's called a sacrifice of joy. Hallelujah. Now, that sacrifice of joy is not just the giving of stuff to the Lord, whether it's our abilities, our finances, or whatever. The sacrifices of joy come about when you are surrounded by enemies and you need to hush to hide, but that's not what you do. You begin to lift up your voice in resisting the crowd. That's what blind Bartimaeus did when they were telling him to shut up. He was shouting louder. He was honoring God. He was declaring God's plan and God's purpose for his life. That's part of our sacrifice of joy. So we're going to thank God. My head is lifted high up above all my enemies that surround me. I will offer unto God the sacrifice of joy. I am very aware that I'm blessed. My enemies can't stop me. God, let no sacrifice by the enemy supersede any of my sacrifices unto you. Amen? That's what we're going to declare now. We're going to declare that right now. Especially that last part. Especially that last part. I heard the Spirit of God. I was talking to you. Pray like this. Pray this. So we're going to declare, especially that last part there. We pray all of those things that's listed on your screen, those things that you've heard me talk about, but we are going to also enforce that last statement. Lord, let sacrifice by the enemy supersede, exceed any of my sacrifices unto you. Now that's a good one, because that means we are declaring God's resources in our hands, in our lives. Pray. Let's give God thanks for that. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, oh God, that you have elevated us by your Spirit, elevated us, oh God, to live life to the full. Lord, oh God, in spite of enemies that will want to stand against us and resist us, we're thankful, Lord, oh God, that your grace is sufficient. The enemies, oh God, of lack, the enemies, oh God, of ill health, whatever form that this work of the enemy shows up its ugly head, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that you, the greater God, you've elevated us far above these circumstances. We rest, oh God, in your goodness. We bring to you the sacrifice of joy because, Lord, oh God, we do not look to the natural. We look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We lift our voices before you, declaring your praise to God in every realm. For your name, O God, is greater than every other name. Father, whether it be in the heavens, the earth, and all under the earth, Lord, O God, our voice, O God, extol you. We declare, O God, that you're a good God, an awesome God, a God who stands for us, God who's our helper, God who's our peace, God who's our fighter. God, O God, you are God, and you reign over all. And your lordship, O God, is enforced in every realm. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, O God, that because you have blessed us, there is not a sacrifice that the enemy will bring on any altar that will ever supersede our offerings, O God, and our sacrifice of worship, adoration, praise, Lord, O God, whether it be financial, whether it be, O God, the sacrifice of praise that come forth out of our mouths. Lord, O God, in all things, you are preeminent. You are Lord. We refuse to give the enemy any seat anywhere around us, for there is no place for this enemy of our soul. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. We'll start wrapping up by going to verse 7. Hear, O Lord, I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Hallelujah. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Our focus is going to be, thank you, Lord, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I thank you, Lord, that you hear me always. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am not delivered to the agenda of the enemy, because God, you have not forsaken me, and you are teaching me your ways and leading me in a plain path, not a difficult path, but a plain path, so that my enemy has no advantage whatsoever. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you got all of that, but do your best. First, we are declaring by the authority of God that we will see the goodness of the Lord, not when we die, now. There will be a manifestation of the goodness of the Lord. We're thankful that God hears us always. We are not forsaken, and that we have been taught the ways of the Lord as we walk in a plain path that gives no advantage to the enemy whatsoever. Amen? So let us start out by thanking God that we will see His goodness in the present. Because when you don't have the goodness of God, you faint. He says, I would have fainted if I had not believed. I would have given up if I had not believed. So I believe I will see the goodness of the Lord now. Not waiting. I will experience the goodness of the Lord now. Glory be to God. All right, let's pray. Thank you, Father, that your goodness has been experienced by every one of us in the here and now. Your goodness is revealed to us. When Moses asked, oh God, to behold your glory, you said, I'm going to let my goodness pass before you. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, oh God, for your goodness that has been revealed to us. When we go to bed, we go to bed knowing, oh God, that your goodness has been greatly poured upon our lives. When we wake up, oh God, to experience goodness. Thank you, Father. Your goodness revealed. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We will awake, O God, to behold benefits, daily benefits, because your grace is sufficient. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you hear us always at all times. You are not a God that is deaf, nor are you blind. You see, you hear, and you respond. And so, Father, we are confident of this, that you hear us now, as we pray, God, that every enemy, whatever the enemy is, whether it's the enemy of sickness, the enemy of poverty, the enemy of being disenfranchised, oh God, of knowing that which is beautiful, Lord, whatever the enemy is that wants to restrain and restrict your divine purpose for our lives, or be a voice that rises up against us, Father, this day in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that judgment has come upon that enemy. They are eradicated. They are humiliated. For Lord, oh God, you hear us. You have not forsaken us, and you are teaching us your ways. You've given us an experience, a learned experience in you, Lord, oh God, that causes us to walk in a plain path. Oh God, nothing difficult, no riddles. Lord, oh God, plain truth that is quickened in our spirits, in our souls, and in our bodies. Lord, oh God, it may be a strange language to the enemy that he doesn't understand, but for us it will be plain. And Lord, oh God, we thank you, God, for that clarity that comes from you speaking to us by your Spirit, the clarity, oh God, of heaven, Lord, O God, for as we behold the things in the heavens, so, Father, O God, by your grace and by your teaching, we will see those things manifested in the earth. Thank you, Lord, O God, for a quick work. O God, for we rely on you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for grace abounds towards us, and the enemy of our soul is not advantaged in any way, shape, or form, but rather, O God, walks, O God, in the defeat that is brought about because he and it are greatly disadvantaged because your goodness is for us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, this day, O God, that the needs of your people are all met. Whether those needs are financial, health needs, relational needs, marital needs, parental needs, Lord God, whatever the needs, whatever your sons and your daughters need, I thank you, Lord God, that it's dispatched to them right this very moment. And once again, the enemy that thought he's won loses again and again and again and again. Because, Lord, you have protected your sons and your daughters and blessed us, O God, as your people. Thank you, Father, for the glorious work of grace that's going to happen with us as we gather together this Sunday to worship you in spirit and in truth. Well, thank you, Lord, O God, for all of the ministry that's going to happen in our lives this month of increase. May everyone be able to testify, I experience the increase of God in this area and that area and this area and that area. Give to your children testimonies, O God, in Jesus' mighty name, we ask it done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. Honor God with your tithes, your offerings, your vows, your first fruits, whatever it is that you want to release into the hands of God. And may the faithfulness of God bring increase to you, undeniable increase into your life. For he is a God who multiplies our seed sown. So you and I honor God. May God honor us with his favors. Amen. God bless you as you obey God in your giving. And look forward to seeing you this Sunday. Those of you who are on YouTube, Facebook, and otherwise, be reminded that if you want to participate in the full service Sunday mornings, which means the praise and worship time, the prayer time, leading to the time of the word, then you have to go on Zoom. We'll give you the announcement in just a moment. You have to go on Zoom or else go directly to our website. And that's how you'll be able to get the full service. But if you are not interested in participating in the full service, then we need for you to go on YouTube or Facebook and like us there and ring the bell, so to speak. Hallelujah. And that way, when we come on, you get a notification right away that we are live. God bless you and good night. Bye-bye. Do you have anyone on Zoom?